Corey started the year before that. And guess what? They're all saving by doing so. What's that? Oh, the doing part? Why, they're using the Drive Safe and Save app from State Farm. Then they're saving up to 30% and more on their auto insurance. How about you? You ready to get at it and save? To start driving safe and saving in Emporia, call State Farm agent Pete Euler today. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Discounts may vary. Not available in California, Massachusetts, New York, or Rhode Island.
KVOE News time is 8:27. It's Newsmaker 2 time, and we're very pleased to have with us Wolf Creek Vice President and Chief Nuclear Officer Cleve Reasoner.
Cleve, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Doing well.
Well, thanks for joining us here today. We're excited to talk about the 40th anniversary celebration, which is coming up here very soon, but we're probably not quite as excited as you guys are to have this anniversary celebration. I guess my first question here for you, Cleve, is really what this means for Wolf Creek to reach this milestone.
Yeah, you're right. I am very excited to talk about it. It's a significant milestone. So our 40th anniversary, which occurs on March 11th, but it's more than just a birthday for us because the plant was originally licensed to operate for 40 years from the Nuclear Regulatory Commission. So we had to go through a process to extend that license, and we've done that for additional 20 years. So the plant will now operate to at least 2045.
Yeah, I mean, thanks for answering my next question because I was going to ask, you know, how much life is left in Wolf Creek and 20 more years. And boy, what a role Wolf Creek has played here, you know, in this region 40 years. Let's go way back, Cleve, and talk about how Wolf Creek came to be some 40 years ago.
Yeah, so it really goes much farther back than that. Some of the original research on the concept goes all the way back to the 50s. But through the early 70s, Kansas Gas and Electric, Kansas City Power and Light, and Kansas Electric Power Cooperative were three key players in the early construction part, which began in 1977, ultimately with the plant producing power in 1985.
How much power right now does Wolf Creek generate?
Yeah, so 1,250 megawatts, and what that means is equates to about 20% of the power in the state. It's a relatively large generating plant.
That's one way to put it. And the other question that kind of comes along that side of things, it's a bit of a tangent to it, though, is really what is Wolf Creek's role in Evergy's power generation at this point in time?
Yeah, so the way I always think about it is nuclear plants kind of are the big shoulders on the grid, as I like to say, because they're large plants. They're there 24-7, rain or shine, so a very reliable, stabilizing force on the grid. Certainly having a mix of generators makes sense, so you don't have all your eggs in one basket, if you will, in terms of a fuel source. But not all those sources are that level of reliability if you think about solar or wind or things of that nature.
You know, Cleve, we talk about Wolf Creek, and we're talking about the 40th anniversary celebration, and certainly is reason to celebrate. And the major impact that Wolf Creek has had here on the region, and going back to the construction aspect of Wolf Creek, did you any idea how long the construction took to get up and operational? Because it made a huge impact, obviously, here, because a lot of those workers for years and years and years meant a big boom to Emporia and our economy here.
Yes, yeah, so from original moving of dirt to pouring all the concrete and heavy construction, steel, welding, and all those aspects was an eight-year process to get to there. But even as we operate the plant, we have a staff of 750 people to 1,000 on site at any given time. Again, it's a 24-7 operation. You end up with a large staff like that. But the contributions, you can see that in like a tax base, for example, property taxes. We pay $26 million in taxes, so those have great benefits, as you can imagine, to the local area. Supporting schools, we have really good schools in this area, and we like to think that we're part of that. But also just the commerce that it brings. Every 18 months or so, we do a refueling outage, which is about a 40-day evolution. And at those times, our staff will double, so there's a positive commerce input to the local region tied to that as well.
Cleve, one of the things that's, I think, surprised me to learn, and it's been a while. I've been here 20 plus years, but one of the things I was initially surprised to learn was that Wolf Creek was not a standalone, entity. Do you still find people who, may have been here a while that think Wolf Creek is basically its own thing and it's not connected to Evergy or other power providers?
Yeah, I think there's a reason why there may be some misconceptions about that, because we have an operating company that's kind of specific to the plant and worked a bit independently of the owner companies for quite some time. But in 2020, following the merger of Westar and Kansas City Power and Light, that allowed us the opportunity to merge in as well. So we're now Evergy employees, although the operating company still exists as an entity. So there's a reason why there's some complexity there.
Again, we're talking with Wolf Creek Vice President and Chief Nuclear Officer Cleve Reasoner. Wolf Creek celebrating 40 years, 40th anniversary. Cleve, I would assume you take a lot of pride, and you have to, in safety and all of the safety hoops you have to jump through out there. How big is that out of Wolf Creek?
Well, it is integral to everything that we do. Certainly the technology warrants that safety to be at that pinnacle, and certainly means that we have a tremendous amount of regulations. But I can tell you it's woven into every aspect of our job. Public safety is number one for us here, and also personnel safety. We've recently passed a milestone of over 5 years without a personnel injury on site. To me, that's always about how much your staff cares for each other. Kind of a family business in a sense like that. So everyone looks out for each other to make sure we all go safe every day.
Cleve Reasoner again joining us, Wolf Creek Vice President and Chief Nuclear Officer here. Cleve, let's talk a little bit about the anniversary celebration. So when is that going to be taking place, and who's going to be gathering here? Because I understand there's going to be a fair amount of dignitaries that are coming here to the Burlington area for this.
Yeah, so we're going to have this commemorative event on March 7th. Some of the VIPs, and there are quite a few, but we're going to have Governor Kelly here, Senators Masterson and Blasey, as well as other local officials that we work closely with, members from the Nuclear Regulatory Commission, so federal government employees, but also representatives from local schools. So I'm really looking forward to seeing all the people and really appreciate the support, and I think it goes towards what we mean to them and what they mean to us, if you will.
All right, so again, that's March the 7th, is that what you say, Cleve?
That's correct.
Okay. What about Wolf Creek? I know that you take a lot of pride, too, in community involvement, staff dedication. I know when I was working with the United Way here, I was out at Wolf Creek on a couple of occasions making presentations, and Wolf Creek, a big supporter of a lot of United Way activities, but doesn't stop there. Your staff and your team is very involved, aren't they?
Yeah, as I like to say, the community is us and we are them, because our employees work in all or live in all the communities around in the area. So the level of volunteerism is very high. It'd probably be hard to find a school board or anywhere around here that doesn't have someone from our station. United Way is a great example of various charities that we support. The volunteerism and impact of our staff is very high.
Cleve, with Evergy looking at possibly adding two gas-fired plants and a solar plant, you've got clearance to continue operating now for another 20 years. But what do you see, or do you see any changes in Wolf Creek's role in supplying power here to the eastern half of the state?
Yeah, I think the first thing is, though, we're that stabilizing force on the grid. Again, the 24/7 aspect, I don't think that's going to change very much going forward. I really think the value of that is going to go up as we see other variable sources like wind and solar become more prevalent. I think the value of that stability is going to be there. Whether there's a need for flexibility going forward, I think that likely will be the case. The grid has just gotten more dynamic with the variety of sources of generation that are on now.
So, Cleve, how much power is generated out of Wolf Creek?
So 1,250 megawatts, about 20% of the power for the state is kind of the rule of thumb. And when you think about generating plants, that's about large of a unit as you're going to see. It's one of the larger nuclear plants in the industry across the country.
Outstanding. Well, Cleve, anything else you wanted to add here for us this morning before you get ready for Friday morning's big activities?
Well, I just wanted to give a shout-out to the team here at the station. So proud and humbled to be part of the team, and just want to appreciate them for running our plant well.
Well, Cleve, we appreciate your time, boy, it's great to hear 20 more years of Wolf Creek out there. Hope we have a great celebration for 40 years coming up on March the 7th. Thanks for your time this morning.
Thank you so much.
Have a great day.
All right. Bye-bye.
Yeah, Wolf Creek Vice President and Chief Nuclear Officer Cleve Reasoner on Wolf Creek's 40th anniversary celebration.
Boy, that is definitely worth celebrating for Wolf Creek, and also getting a chance to extend its lifespan and its really